Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We spend most of the day talking about the San Francisco 49ers.
3-0.
They're just the latest Bay Area team to start out a season hot. Warriors started 12-3. Giants started 12-4.
But the Warriors got hot again.
They
forget
did.
That part.
So the Giants, they bumped their record to 41-29 at one point, and they end up missing the playoffs.
We talked about this in yesterday's crossovers, Donnie. Who do you blame? Like, I'm like, this last week of baseball is so incredible with the seeding up for grabs, the divisions, and you're telling me the Reds are on the Mets' ass and Arizona's one game. I mean, this was supposed to be the Giants. Stoney, they're behind the Marlins. They're behind the Cardinals. And I told Willard and Dibbs and Grandy yesterday, before we even get into it, do you bring Melvin back? And how long of this year did we hear, I don't have the answer. The players, the manager. But if you're just going to tell me they're going to run it back next year, this is disappointing, man. This Stoney, they're 2-8 in their last – I mean, man – come on, man. Blew a game last night. It didn't matter. I get it. But have some standards, Buster. Just bring in your guy. Whoever that is. Don't you think it's time?
I find it interesting that one of the first things you said when you're talking about the Giants season is, we talked about it yesterday, who's to blame? And who's to blame for last year? They went 80-82.
But there was no Adamas or Devers.
Okay.
So that 80-82 was on par with what they've been doing since 2016,
right,
outside of 107 victories in 2021.
Yeah, see, the way I would look at it is you had Adamas here all year, and
okay,
in 2022 you were 81-81, 79-83, 80-82.
Wow.
You're not going to be any better than 500 this year.
Okay.
So that tells me you're a 500 team. And I don't care about what the name on the back of the jersey says. This team was as good as last year's team, and the year before that, and the year before that, and it was no better. None. And whether Willie Adamas is playing short, or Brandon Crawford's playing short, or you're trying Luciano at short, you're 500 team, and that's like all you are right now. And so,
but you shouldn't be.
Well, that's
and the money
to you
is different in past years. Buster spent money, Steiny. So with those contracts, I gotta believe. You tell me if I'm wrong. Come expectations, and they have failed. Not even to keep it close the last week. And then I'll say this about some change. This team was so bad so early that they sold their bullpen at the deadline because they probably thought it was over then. So, me, just on the sidelines, Donnie, that constitutes change right then. The fact that they, at the deadline, thought we don't got a chance, and then they get hot and look like what everybody thought it was going to be, what took so long for the electricity to come on? And then why did it go out again?
Because they can't sustain it over 162 games. So let me ask you a question. Were Adamas, Chapman, and Devers good enough this year? Were they good enough?
I'm being so serious. I'm saying right now to you, yes.
Okay, I would say no.
Adamas and Chapman swing and miss too much.
I would say all three of those guys need to have better years next year. They all have to have a better year.
Or how about you get better around them,
okay, too? Okay, that's fine. But what I'm saying
is... This team never goes the opposite field, Stoney. They just strike out too much. I know it's new era baseball. They don't make adjustments at the plate.
Well, why are you saying all this and then acting like they underachieved?
Because
if they didn't do those things... here's the other thing we learned. Right. One guy doesn't make a difference in baseball. One
or two guys. Sure as hell helps.
Their pitching broke down. Mm-hmm. Like, was Logan Webb good enough this year?
No. He got tired. He was, Stoney,
okay,
two-fifths of your starters made the All-Star game.
Right, but you're saying they weren't good enough.
That's
what I mean.
Webb and Ray were good enough, Stoney. I got to put some respect on what they've done.
All right, and your number three was good for one half of the year.
And you don't know what he's going to be moving forward.
Exactly. Like, I just think...
The expenses, Stoney, come with expectations, I believe, now. This is a high-ass payroll. So to say this is like the other seasons, it's why it hurts more, I believe, for Giant fans. Like, you're telling me
so
we were knocked out and we're done this early to even do what you did with the bullpen? Like, what if that Giant offense would have got hot from the outset?
And I guess that's what is frustrating when you keep saying, what if that offense would have – okay, well, if you really think they're good enough and they've underachieved, then why would – but you already – they're good enough, they've underachieved, but running it back would be the worst thing. So then it sounds to me like you don't really think they underachieved, because if you thought it was underachieving, then we have every right to expect that next year the guys are going to bounce back.
But see, this is where we separate. I think the underachieving, you didn't try to win, but you were right when you were like, hey, I don't care if Adamas is getting warmer. The bottom line is he ain't there. But now, Stoney, today, that's a myth. I would check the boxes of, you got me thinking of Devers, Adamas, and Chapman were good enough. I think management, coaching, instruction was not good enough, and that's why the Wi-Fi was so slow to have this team do what it did and get hot. Why did it lose 15 to 16 at home? That killed them. And then for you to get hot and get a 4-1 lead with your ace on the mound two Saturdays ago for when you finally caught the New York Mets and you controlled your destiny.
They just had some bad luck?
No, I can't blame all the players. And those three stewards are the identity and heart and soul of this Giant offense. So I got to start to think the instruction or the toolage or the message, if it had been better or come from somebody else, maybe they would have got back or snapped out of their funk soon enough to where this week would mean something in regard to their playoff fate.
Yeah. I
No?
I am not saying – like, I mean, you can. So this team's going to end up 81-81.
Wow, man. This is the one that hurts.
If they underachieved, what should they have been?
81, like, Stoney, 91 wins, 98. I watched the whole season. Like, my computer's like 92, 93 wins? And I'll forget the number. They should be doing what the Reds and what Arizona's doing. Yeah, I think they're better than those teams.
Well, I mean, those
teams.
Like,
I really believe that to my core.
They're two games behind. You said 91. Yeah. I mean, that seems awfully high to me. That seems awfully high to me for
all right,
for this
let's take
team.
The number back. You just don't feel like, man, Stoney, you hit me with since 2016 what they haven't been outside of 107. But this is different. Buster went and enhanced this team.
Okay.
And those two dudes, after the dust is settled.
But you make it seem like if you spend money, you must win. Like, okay, they spent money.
No, I
money,
feel like there should be some ramifications.
So, okay, for Posey? Why not for Posey? You're right. Posey spent gazillions, and guess what? They're still a 500 team, just like they were
under
Kapler.
Well, let me ask you this, Stoney, on the Stoney computer now. How would you say Adamas' season was? I'm saying good.
Average. Below average.
Oh, Steinie, man.
I mean,
Steinie, I mean,
I thought we were getting a better hitter.
Look at the home runs. Look at the RBIs. Look what he's been since a certain job. I know we could cook the books, but you got to look at me and the fans and say he picked it up a whole lot. Endeavors.
The other thing
what was going on? And I'm not blaming Ralph.
But see, this is like this is at my heart of the argument.
I just need answers.
The answers is Rafael Devers was Rafael Devers. He's the exact same player you acquired. His numbers are going to be exactly the same before Boston, after Alma. Like, so at that point, it's like you either expect him to hit 15 more homers next year, or you've got to say, well, we got the Devers we expected. So was Devers good enough? Well, I guess Devers was good enough, but we better get better guys around him. And, you know, as far as Adames goes, you know, I'm sorry, I also, you know, 162 games is a long season. Not every 250 is a 250. And, okay, I look at Willie Adames.
OPS of 736.
That's not great. Okay, it's 220. I bet he was higher last year.
But it's not the worst where he was at. 775.
Okay. Oh, no.
Where it was at, though, Steinie.
But what I'm getting at is that other than 28 homers, 84 RBI, first of all, he plays every single day. So these numbers are inflated because most guys are playing 145, 150. Now, he gets the numbers.
I was about to say, we can't penalize him for playing.
But he's going to lead the league in, like, plate appearances, so his home run ratio, you know, it's a little less than a 28 homer guy who, whatever, that's fine. He hits 28 home runs.
He picked it up, though. We got to give him that.
But he picked it up in the Willie Adames context. This is what I mean. Like, he hit 230, 28 homers, 80 RBIs, whatever. But what was his impact this season? Let's start listing Willie Adames' big hits. Big moments. I know he had a couple homer games.
Yeah, it is. But there have been some moments, especially when they were winning every other game and the offense looked like it was the 27 Yankees. Like, he was a part of that. Dodger games, Friday night, going Oppo home.
Do you think the player that you watched this year, Adames, was worth the money?
Wow. Steinie? I gotta compared like, to what they
as
had.
As you'll notice, I'm not answering these questions. No,
compared
I'm just asking
to what
them.
They had, compared to what they had, my answer is yes. And what I appreciate about Adames, Steinie, is he was so low, you know, in regard to morale. Things were going bad. I thought he was a phony because I thought he was celebrating his teammates' accomplishments, ignoring what he wasn't doing. And that turned around, and his ass got on the horse and put up 28, which might be 30 homers if he could get through this week. Bottom line is, when it was all said and done, I'm okay with Willie Adames' season. Can it be better? Yes, but 28 homers and 84 RBIs, Donnie, I'm not sneezing at that.
Okay, well, then they're a team.
He's a fixture for my team moving forward.
Well, he has to be. I mean, there's no question about it. He's got to be.
And if you had a receipt, you wouldn't dare say you wouldn't return him, would you? If you're Buster, it got off to an ugly, slow start. But you were winning games even when he was doing that.
And you were losing games. And he played every single game. Every single game. Like, my point is, you can put up numbers like this and end up at 500. How come? Well, because the other guys aren't on your team aren't good enough.
But when we talk about, and I know it was wisely, Steinie.
Like, here's the thing that I wonder. Here's the one that I wonder. Yeah, but here's what I wonder. Right. If you really think this team's underachieved.
I really do.
Okay, well then, what happened after? How were they going to be a 91-win team with Ray, Webb, and Verlander pitching half the year? Like, how could they have possibly?
Well, Verlander's your best pitcher right now. So,
exactly, and he didn't win a game the first half.
No, gotcha.
So, right. And okay, so here's the other thing. Landon Roop. Well, Landon Roop got hurt.
Fluke.
Call a fluke, I call, is a guy who got hurt as he was pitching the most innings he'd ever pitched in his entire life. And that, sure, Landon Roop was great in early June, but are you saying the expectation for him is that he will have a second half like a first half? That's a lot for a young pitcher.
Yeah. The back of their staff was not good enough. You can definitely question that, but when you think about it in totality, the fact that this team, I believe Buster was waving the, I didn't buy it. You guys, a lot of people were saying it and writing it. The fact that they weren't aggressive at the deadline. So that lets you know, Steiny, now the deadline feels like the first quarter, like they were so down and out that they were willing to sell pieces from their bullpen thinking that the offense that we all saw and fell in love with, I bet Buster was thinking we weren't going to see that until next year.
Why wouldn't we? Like,
but that means that's how bad this team was as a collective.
I'm not putting it on Buster Posey, but if you think this team should have been a playoff team, he sold at the worst time.
I give you that.
Okay, so he's
Elliot Ness right now.
Well,
he's still in the embryo stages of what he's doing.
Then go ahead and make cosmetic changes with Melvin. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, we got some Niners updates here. Kyle Shanahan's at the podium right now. He said that Mac Jones and Brock Purdy are limited in practice. And also, Juwan was out for practice. And Ricky Pearsall, who's nursing a knee injury right now, he was out for practice as well. Kyle Shanahan said that the hope is Pearsall will be better later this week.
Now, just in regard to Pearsall, and they had Herm Edwards on. I don't know Willard and Dibbs, not he last week, but he catches that 34-yarder, gets up, and I love his little celebration, and then goes back down. And I'm just asking, and Kitty, I know if you got the intel of like, what hurt? What? And obviously it's a knee, but I mean, man, Steiny, now you got your two quarterbacks with light work at practice. I'm not panicking. I'm not. It's just like, Steiny, I guess I'm telling you as we pause this baseball conversation, when does it end?
It might not, Goo. Like, seriously. Like,
you might be right.
These injuries, like,
you might be right.
Instead of crying about them, why don't we just acknowledge that we've got to overcome them because we have to every single damn year? And if we're not sick about it enough to do something about it, it's just kind of who we are as a team, as an organization. We run the ball hard. Our running backs get banged up. We practice harder than anybody else, so we suffer more injuries. I don't know what it is, but
it is odd, Stoney. That's
it's amazing the way how much time we spend. Well, who are you going to play if he's not 100%? And you know, honestly, sometimes I wonder if other markets. Like, what's going on with
I got you.
Is the Commanders quarterback
Jaden Daniels
named the game right now, or is he out for a certain period of time? It's a little different too here because you know Jones has two wins under his pocket.
Can I add this to the cake of injuries? It's a strawberry on the cake. So you're telling me you got this fantastic guy, Mr. Irrelevant, before he was Brock Purdy, lead you to the NFC Championship. I'm just rewinding. Not even in the first quarter completes, Donnie. He's out with a wrecked elbow. Like, that happened. So when we just say it's just this season or last season, it happened on the biggest stage where a Super Bowl was awaiting you had you beat Philadelphia and you had to endure one of the greatest, most tragic Macbeth injuries on that stage. It's just crazy.
Well, this injury you're talking about, isn't coming to mind.
When Brock wrecked his elbow in the NFC Championship game.
Oh.
In the first quarter. Like, no, serious, just think about it.
Right, and again.
That's buzzard luck.
No, it's not.
Like,
I would call it the Eagles having a defensive line offensive line.
Man.
Okay. I mean.
But no, it was a great play. Don't get me wrong in a breakdown in protection, but, like, it's not just this year is what I'm telling
you. Do you think it stands the reason that a 5'11 quarterback might get hurt more than a 6'4 quarterback if he's 30 pounds lighter?
No, I get you on the science part, but just this thing is crazy. If you really step back and think about it.
See, that's where I'm.
Kenny, you lose your quarterback.
I just don't think it's crazy.
On a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I know quarterbacks get hurt,
But damn. Wait,
we're talking about the Purdy injury from 4 years ago?
Yeah. It's been a continuous.
Now, who would you feel comfortable with at that time? Would you feel comfortable with, who was it, Johnson?
Oh, good.
Was the backup or Mac Jones?
And McCaffrey got some snaps. Yeah, in that game at the quarterback.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, my point is, Donnie, it's just like, that this is not a one-off. That's all. I don't know how to fix it, but if I just brought that up to think about, my God.
I guess my question would be, and I'm like, at what point are we stop going to, like, you know, I remember, you ever see the Blues Brothers movie?
Come on, Belushi.
And they're in this apartment in Chicago. You ever see the movie, Kenny? They're in the apartment in Chicago, and what's it called in Chicago? The T? The train, the subway train?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Goes right by the house, right by their apartment, literally right outside it. And they walk into the apartment, and they talk for about 4 seconds, and this train goes by. And for 20 seconds, the train is so loud, the apartment shakes. They can't talk to each other. And Belushi goes, how often does that train go by? And Aykroyd goes, oh, so often you won't even notice it. And that's the way I feel about the 49er injuries right now. I mean, there's so many injuries, it's not even notice them anymore. It's who they are.
Oh,
it's what they deal with.
Well, don't you think the Pearsall injury is the most noticeable one, especially the fact that he's third in receiving
yards? And it happened after he caught that 34-yarder on the sideline, the big fourth and two.
I'm not, like, what? How did you exactly phrase that question?
Is that your new concern?
Isn't that the most noticeable? But would you say that's noticeable, though?
Sure.
The fact that their number one wide receiver right now is out with a knee injury.
And if this were any other market, I'd be like, he's going to play. But now I'm like, he might not play.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's meaningless or it doesn't hurt. I'm just saying that there's another part of me that says, this was the guy they drafted out of Arizona State, right? Arizona State. And he was some injury issues.
Said you had to save him from himself.
I mean,
but the point is, what I think Ken's point, Donnie, is, are you kidding me? And I know it's Wednesday, but I'm looking at you with that report, Kenny. I'm like, that's the seed of he might not play Sunday because it's the Niners.
Yeah, and then Juwan Jennings is out too, and he's the number two wide receiver for them.
And Stoney, I didn't really get to ask you. And Sunday, you're watching the game. I was shocked he didn't play.
Who?
Jennings. Because all week it was like, he'll be out there. It's
so,
just like,
so you're telling me that you worry about injuries to an inordinate level.
Oh,
and then
man.
When Jennings doesn't play, you're still shocked. Just start expecting nobody to play.
And there we go.
All right. Here's Shanahan at the podium for you guys.
Injuries for today. Jordan Watkins, calf, he'll be out. Rookie Pearsall, knee, he'll be out. Juwan Jennings, ankle, shoulder, out. CJ West, thumb, out. Trent Williams, vet day. Christian McCaffrey, vet day. Yetur, knee, out. Nick Bosa, knee, out. Brock Purdy, left shoulder and toe, limited. Mac Jones, knee, limited. Renardo Green, neck, limited. Connor Colby, groin, limited. Demo, illness, limited.
What? That was like the national anthem. Dude, like, I appreciate you saying you got to just expect it now. Don't be surprised.
I don't know what anybody can do about it. I mean, obviously, if Kyle Shanahan had any clue, he would have dealt with this.
This is why people are excited, Harry, that they're 3-0. That's all.
I mean, like, honest to goodness, Donnie, what's going on? What do you think with the Niners' injury? All these injuries. You think there's something to it with Shanahan? Yeah, probably. I guess the evidence is.
Well, he had nothing to the quarterbacks, and now both of them are got stuff going on.
And you know what? What's wrong with saying the 49ers have a drafting issue? They draft guys who get hurt. Nick Bosa, they drafted a guy who's going to miss a couple seasons. Like, they drafted Brock Purdy. Okay, he's a smaller quarterback. Maybe we're going to have to worry about him. They have a guy on their team, Christian McCaffrey, who we know has had some injury issues, and he runs hard, and we use him a lot. So his possibility of getting hurt may be a little more than other running backs. Trent Williams, let's expect him to get hurt a little bit more. All the other guys, I don't know. I don't know.
And the vet days are needed, and I'm glad those two OGs got them. You know, your boy Trent and C-Mac.
Yeah, until they get hurt Sunday, and everybody says, see, you guys got to practice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got some 49er news from today from Kyle Shanahan. This is how I'm going to get into this segment. Played this one before the break, but there's more to it. But here's Kyle Shanahan running down the list of 49ers injuries from today's practice.
Injuries for today, Jordan Watkins, calf, he'll be out. Rookie Purcell, knee, he'll be out. Juwan Jennings, ankle, shoulder, out. C.J. West, thumb, out. Trent Williams, vet day. Christian McCaffrey, vet day. Yetur, knee, out. Nick Bosa, knee, out. Brock Purdy, left shoulder and toe, limited. Mac Jones, knee, limited. Renardo Green, neck, limited. Connor Colby, groin, limited. Demo, illness, limited.
Yeah. Man. All right, outside of that, let's talk a little bit more about Pearsall. When did that happen?
Pearsall, he came up a little gimpy after that big looking two catch. Was that where he was injured? And is that a serious injury, you think?
I'm not sure which play it was on, but yeah, you can't go today, so hopefully he'll get better later in the week.
All right, and then lastly.
Is one of them farther ahead than the other
quarterback
in terms of health?
No, I don't think so. I think they're both limited.
That was Brock progressing with his toe.
He's better today than he was on Sunday, and hopefully they'll keep continuing.
All right.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Kyle.
We're laughing with you, Kyle, not at you, baby. Damn.
So we were talking a little bit about injuries and how people look at them and this, that, and the other thing. So I just made a list during the break of some of the Niners who got hurt.
All right.
And –
got enough paper?
Is it bad luck? Is it? Like, here's the way. Okay, Bosa's hurt. Well, this is his, what, third or fourth injury
but
now?
Go ahead.
Okay, he's missed three. Didn't he miss three seasons before
yeah.
a Niners season?
But he's been
season?
An Iron Man since right. the last time he got hurt,
well,
partner. Missed a couple games.
Didn't he miss high school senior year?
Yeah, he tore the same knee.
Right.
Yeah,
and
same
then he,
injury.
So,
but that's high school.
And I guarantee you that any doctor would say, anyway, I'm just saying, you know, now this is the second one. So now we might have an issue with Bosa and that's surfacing. Okay, George Kittle. Here's the part that I guess sometimes frustrates me is rightfully so, we'll talk about how George Kittle is the most physical tight end in football. Well, there might be a price to that. And you know what else? And I know I make jokes about it, but if he's the best blocking blocking tight end, then he plays more physically than the other tight ends. So
and he's also getting older,
right? So that's how I would explain Kittle. Fred Warner, he's been an Iron Man, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Played on a broken ankle last year.
I don't know why he's played every game and not gotten hurt. Christian McCaffrey. To me, what's happening with McCaffrey is
but he's been out there.
It's part right. Yeah. But I'm talking about up until now. It's part usage. To me, it's part age. Trent Williams. I think at this point, you got to expect Trent Williams is going to miss five games a year. He's older. Brock Purdy. We all know he's a little bit undersized. Maybe he's got to deal with some more stuff there. Mustafa. He's out. I don't know. Maybe it's a rookie who played last year. They have a 12-game season in college. Yeah. Now they go to 17. It's more on the body. But Brandon Ayuk, that's a fluke. Okay, it might have been a fluke.
Turnaround.
He also missed training camp. Ricky Pearsall, well, he had a history, apparently. So, like, there might be reasons for this outside of just, like, bad luck and the sheer number. Maybe. I don't know. Like, yeah. I'm not saying I have an answer.
No, and I don't even know what the question is. It's just, we all know.
Well, like, I'm just looking
at. It's football. It's a tough sport, Steiny, wink, wink. But this is getting, for even the NFL, I mean, just tell me another team that's remotely close, and I'm sure there can be some. But this is crazy. It continues. And this is why I would tell the Harrys of the world, nobody's saying forget where this season's going. But through 3 weeks and playing two of the three games with your backup quarterback, you got to feel good that, okay, we can't stop the injuries, but at least we're winning the damn games, man. That's all.
Yeah,
and now I'm thinking, Steiny, I hope I'm not being negative, people. I really do. If you told me right now, Goo, you think Pearsall's playing, it's only Wednesday. But I've heard this record, and I'm like, oh, they'll play. Nothing to see here, Ken. But now if you told me, Goo, you think Pearsall's playing, and I'm being ludicrous with this one, like I could see him not playing. And all he did was catch the ball, go to the ground on that 4th-and-2, and then celebrate and go back down. And I'm like, okay, nothing to see here, but here we are.
Oh, and we had experts. We have had experts
and his coach,
Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah. Who's not yet ruled out for the game.
They were worried about it. They were worried about injuries before the 49ers ever drafted him. Ever drafted him. You know, George Kittle's getting up there. You know, I really do think that, you know, maybe we should start asking, well, how the hell does Fred Warner stay on the field when nobody else can? Like, what's he doing?
But the two people you can't get answers from, Stoney, are Father Time and injuries. Tyrese Halliburton, a baby, basically. Why did his Achilles go when it did?
You know? I would believe it's because they had to play 115 games in a 8-month period, and that's too much for the human body. That's why I think he got hurt.
Curry's never had that injury, and he's played
but he got hurt extra seasons.
You know?
I believe he got hurt
from
overusage.
Oh man, Chris, he pulling my chain saying Guru being negative. I'm not. I got PTSD. Like, when does it end?
I don't know why you think it would now. Like, that's the way I'm going to start approaching this.
And I think I'm right behind you. I think I'm in that club.
Why don't I just, like,
you know what?
It's kind of a soft team. What if I said, you know what? This team wants to, their goal is to establish a physical identity.
Yes.
Guess what? It comes at a price.
But the 31 other teams are trying to do that same thing, partner.
All I'm saying
Talk to me.
You know what I'm saying. I'm saying that the evidence is that
the Eagles are a physical team, Steiny.
Right.
Hey, huh?
And their guys are tougher. Like, what if that's really what it comes down to? Like, the system the 49ers run, because of whatever reason, there's more attrition. All right. If you don't like it, get a new coach in here.
But you just think about the Cheetah back in the day. You think about Mostert. You think about all the running backs that the 49ers have gone through, Elijah Mitchell.
Right.
And they it ain't like they're working out at the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The health club of injuries is just, how does it keep happening over and over? Kittle, I get, and you pointed out, you know, he's physical. I mean, he's going 110, but that was the Steph Curry. That was the hammy. But you do wonder if he comes back 110, can the hammy hold up? Trent Williams.
Why can't we just say if you're running back in Kyle Shanahan's system, you're not going to be as durable as other running backs? Yeah. I mean, that's what's wrong with that being a fact?
But he's running the zone.
Yeah, but also what accompanies that is, but we are going to be the best rushing team, but it might be tough to stay healthy. That might be a trade-off that people are willing to make.
Yeah. I don't know what to – like, Stoney, what is the question? Just why does it keep happening to this team? Or is there something to do with Kyle's scheme?
I don't pretend to know the answer. I just know that if you're really frustrated with it, then let's put it into the equation. 925 says the Eagles have more depth.
Well, that's the Niners' depth right now
looks good,
right?
I think Eagles fans would say we have been banged up, but we've got more depth than you guys.
Well,
there's other teams that I'll bet you prioritize depth. Like the 49ers have a lot of big money players, so it stands to reason they might not have as much depth. Stands to reason then they might not be able to push through injuries as much. But they're 3-0 right now.
Yeah.
So
is there a scenario to where we don't see?
Sure. Yes.
Of course, Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall.
Yes. It's
but
football.
Guess who's coming back? Okay. And that goes back. Robinson's coming back. He's ready to play. And then we're like, oh boy, they're going to be locked and loaded. And they very well may. But just can you believe? Would you believe? I'm talking to myself, Stoney. Okay, you get Robinson back, and all you've been thinking about as far as a receiver tree is now you got everybody back outside of Kittle. And now there's a possibility Pearsall and Jennings are not there. So Robbins is back. Like, when does it stop? That's what I'm saying.
Like,
you'll never be whole.
You won't, because you're not going to have Bosa this year.
Oh, damn.
So.
Man.
But, I mean, the Cardinals aren't going to have James Conner.
Yeah, you hit me
with that
one.
Cincinnati's not going to have Joe Burrow for half the season. Yeah. A little Warrior news.
Give me some good news.
Okay, I'll throw this at you. You tell me if it's good news or not. So Jimmy Butler's organized a little mini camp before training camp down in San Diego, and apparently all the Warriors are there, except Kuminga.
You know what? I like everything you said. I wouldn't say it's Horford there or Gary Payton II, but...
Well, I'll tell you for a fact, even though I don't know, Al Horford is definitely there. And the reason they're even there is because they can't do this
the
practice facility.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They can't. Right. Every other team who has guys together are practicing...
They're hiding. Yeah.
Are practicing at their practice facility.
All right.
Warriors can't. Because they don't have guys under contract. Horford's not under contract. He can't practice at Chase.
But I like hearing that news.
Just saying.
So I don't feel any worse. What did you say? Kuminga thing is going to, the first is around the corner. So we're going to know something here soon. But man, kudos to Jimmy Butler and the team and the camaraderie. I like it.
By the way, that was reported. I'm assuming.
I've been fighting for y'all. I've
heard that Horford and Melton are in town. They were.
You heard that?
Sitting around doing nothing. Yeah. Guys came back. Guys starting to come back to work out, and like they can't join the team at Chase anyway. So they went down to San Diego.
Stoney, the amount of people that think you're hairy, I'm fighting for you. You're not. I'm fighting them off.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
And I know you're not hairy. You showed me an email one day.
No, Harry thinks I'm a clown too.
Well, that's strong.
He thinks I've pumped up the 49ers. He thinks I've been too positive on the Niners.
This is why I get mad at Harry.
He thought I was too positive on the Warriors.
It's like we came in here and did power
rankings. He was saying all year, stop saying they're going somewhere. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but it's like Harry heard us say, hey, let's do our power rankings, Donnie. Niners number one. That's how he's taking this. Niners number one. Nobody's doing that, Harry. We're watching these close games.
Yeah, and he's watching them too, and he likes watching them, but he's like, we're not that good.
If they beat the Rams, that'll be the ultimate test of what he'll say to that. Because outside of that, it ain't getting no greater than the Rams on their schedule. Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Good for Jimmy Butler.
Well, allegedly.
What do you mean?
You said
Sham Sharani is reporting that they're.
Oh, but it sounded like you took it back. You were like, well, that's being reported.
No, Sham Sharani reporting that the Warriors are in San Diego now, having a mini training camp that Butler has called. They're all down there except Kuminga.
We'll be fine.
Like, that's the report from Sham Sharani, and I believe it because they can't use Jace.
That is wild.
Al Horford's there.
Dude, we are about to have football and hoop. Man.
Sports, man.
Yeah, no doubt, Kitty. And baseball playoffs. And... Yep. Sharks, our boy, we got to get to a game this year for sure. Celebrini did his first radio interview on this show in the Bay.
Yeah, they did. Last piece of Shanahan news. This is about...
Somebody's heard it.
No, this is... these are the kind of questions that are very pertinent when you've got a team full of guys who are... hurt constantly, then you have to ask about morale. How's morale?
Kind of how we've tried to set the tone since we got here in OTAs. Guys haven't been thinking about expectations, good or bad. Guys haven't been thinking about playoffs, Super Bowl, anything like that. They've just been taking it one day at a time and enjoying football and going as hard as they can. And it's been that way since OTAs. It's been that way through training camp, and it's been that way through 3 weeks. So injury shouldn't affect your mindset on that stuff.
I don't... Not sure if he said morale's high or low, but they're going to keep an even keel. By the way, yes, Kuminga, of course he was invited. Do I know that for a fact? But no, but of course he was invited. He can't either. Imagine him getting hurt right now, working out with down in San Diego. That can't happen.
What do you think his agent, Aaron Turner, who joined us last week, Stoney, and made the rounds, he joined a lot of people. What do you think he accomplished on that tour? Or did he accomplish anything or hurt his client?
We'll see. I don't think he's hurt Kuminga by what he's done the last couple weeks.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I heard about Kuminga that I'm still trying to parse the words is, yeah, he wants a player option, but what he really wants is his bird rights. That's what he wants. And some people think that's the same thing.
Right.
But that's why.
For the people that don't know what the bird rights are.
It means that your own team can go above the salary cap to sign you.
Okay.
And so if he takes the Warriors offer without a player option, that means he's not going to get his bird rights for another 3 years. Now he'll be under contract for two at 25, but he'd have to wait to get his bird rights till then. So I think that's a big part of it.
I bet.
So
it's coming to a head though.
Yeah. And I believe I'm starting to think the Warriors may give in on this player option.
Ooh.
Changes every day, but I don't know.
And then he would have won. Like Ayuk, he got what he wanted.
Yeah, I think in a way he's put
It's funny. I look up at the TV study. It says just what you said. Reported Shams, restricted free agent Jonathan Kuminga, not present at the Jimmy Butler. It's not mandatory.
Oh, he's doing it.
That's just
he's doing it now.
Yeah.
So, all right.
And he would be a fool to be there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he's. Yeah, he can't. He can't participate in that. I mean, that could be could be a nightmare.
Enter the Draymond said, where's Evan? He's in San Diego on vacation. He'll be back.
Yeah, they will be. This 3-0 start, 18% of the season is over in the NFL. And the Niners are 3-0. So at what point, like when's the early season over? You know what I mean? Like when
I love
when
this.
When can we say we're starting to figure out who teams are? Or can we or do you think we're doing
we're
that?
We're
right
now. That 0-2 thing is real to all teams. Donnie, so just imagine if the Niners were 2-0-3. It's over. You're done. You're not going to the offs. Just think about that. Some people are living that life. Well, and I'm with you. I don't believe the loser can. You didn't ask. Baltimore and Kansas City, they'll be 1-3. They won't make the playoffs. Both those teams, I think, are still making the offs. But, Donnie, this is when you develop those trends and those attributes to be able to find out how to pull out games when your back's against the wall, and the Niners, Harry, are just doing it without being at full strength. That's all. So you got to tip your cap, not just to the 3-0, how you're doing the 3-0, basically handicapped.
All right.
That's all to me.
Okay, so this is from you got to tell me where Matt works because Matt Lively is a
KPIX.
CBS.
One of those two. Anyway, he covers the Niners, and he apparently talked to Pearsall.
Yeah, same thing.
He talked to Ricky Pearsall, and he said, Ricky Pearsall says, if there was a game today, he'd play.
Well, then.
See?
Thanks, Matt.
Worry is an investment. I'm sorry. Worry is a down payment on an investment you'll never make. You can't get that 20 minutes of worrying now out of your head. It took its toll. We worried about Pearsall for 20 minutes. Now he's fine, but the worry has taken its toll in a way that we won't be able to measure at this point.
Yeah. Can you help me out real quick? Chicago Jason on the YouTube chat. Like, I really need an answer, Stoney. Guru, nobody waving the white flag yet. Stop. I have no earthly idea what he is referring to. I've been Captain Positive. Warriors and Niners. What could it, now real quick, help me decide, what does that mean? When have I waved a flag? On what?
I don't know. I'm not Jason.
The Giants.
I don't know.
I'm not who?
I'm not Jason.
Oh,
whoever this guy is.
Dude, now, what's he here? Get a Q-tip.
I mean, ideally, he's heard what you said, and he'll enter
people
the chat again.
People
and,
are different,
and
man.
What he ends up meaning. I want to hear Bob Melvin. Tough season.
Like I've been describing it for a while now, pretty frustrating. And everybody's none too happy about it. So this is a day we're not looking forward to, and it's here. So it's disappointing.
Get out the way and let me run through that wall, Snotty.
Well, it's over. Why would you run through it? The season's over.
My point is I wouldn't run through the wall. What? Play it again. We got time.
This is if this is what I think it is, this is going to be the greatest Bob Melvin sound of all time. Are you telling me somebody said, hey, you guys are eliminated, so did you talk to the team?
Did you address the clubhouse after tonight's loss?
No, I didn't need to address. Anything about the game?
Oh, Stoney, come on, man.
I'm telling you, just another... indication
what was that?
We think we know what's going on with teams.
No!
We have no idea because we're still under the impression that a team like the Giants gets eliminated.
Whitey Herzog.
And Bob Melvin goes into the clubhouse and talks for 10 minutes about the lost season. That's not how it goes. He doesn't even talk to the team.
He must have
they
some
all know.
Top security, man.
And you know what? When were the Pirates eliminated?
I mean,
they didn't get
ago.
Addressed. I'm sure that manager didn't address them back in July.
And to be fair, that when
they didn't have Devers or Adamas.
Somebody asked Shanahan if he addressed the team about the Nick Bosa injury. He said, no, they know.
Yeah, what's there to say?
Well, that's normal for them. Dude, that
yeah, but even so, he would have said, even though he would have addressed the Bosa injury by saying, well, we've been here before. We just got to win games.
You got to play that for Willard and Dibbs. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Here you go.
Like I've been describing it for a while now, pretty frustrating. And everybody's none too happy about it. So this is a day we were not looking forward to, and it's here. So it's disappointing.
I don't know. Stoddy, come on, man. It's here. It's the oh, boy. But we're not going to talk about it. Wow, man.
He's not getting fired.
It don't sound like it.
You think he's getting fired, Ken?
No.
I don't either.
Would you be shocked, though, Ken? If we were in New York and he got ran, would you be like, I can kind of see
if it. He was in New York, I think he'd get fired.
Okay. All right.
But I don't think he gets fired in San Francisco.
Funny thing is if Posey were the GM in New York, he wouldn't fire him. Posey would be like,
now, you don't know.
I hope they keep asking me because I'm going to love telling him he ain't going nowhere.
It was weird when he gave him that extra year, though, Stoney. That did come as they were losing. Oh, Chicago Jason said, Stoney, I'm panicking on the 0-2 teams. No, I'm just giving you the numbers. It's not a good – you can make it. But it's hard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.